Catholics across the world are mourning the death of Pope Francis and reflecting on his legacy. NPR's Sarah Ventry has been hearing from the faithful here in the U.S.
Ask Catholics what stood out to them about Pope Francis, and the list is long. From young believers in Washington State to Latino priests in North Carolina, Catholics across the country said Francis was a pope of the people, of all people, especially those affected by injustice. Ruth Rowland is with Bennett Hill Monastery in Colorado Springs.
I think Pope Francis was the first pope who really understood the concept of intersectionality. He understood that climate change, poverty, migration, forced migration, racism, that's all connected.
This made his message resonate with younger generations of Catholics, a demographic that the church has struggled to retain.
I work with young people, and they really love him.
This is Melissa Montenegro, a youth minister at Christ the King Parish in Richland, Washington.
I love seeing the way that he has brought so many people to the church, the way that he has been attractive to the young people. They really feel like, oh, this is our pope.
I love his message of inclusion, his message of kindness, his message of treating people, you know, in the way God would treat them. So I see him as one of the most inclusive popes of our time.
Father Kingsley Ihejirika is with St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Parish in Northampton, Massachusetts.
He has been extremely inclusive. He wants people to treat human beings with the dignity and respect they deserve. And that message I carry with me every single day. And I will always remember him for that.
Georgia Bancari is a medical student and attends Ihejirika's church.
There's a lot of people, especially in this country, that associate Catholicism with hatred, lack of inclusivity, and in some regards, they're not wrong, right? And I think he's kind of righted the ship.
For many, part of righting that ship is prioritizing the most marginalized. Francis famously called for the church to be a field hospital, acknowledging that the work of the church should take place both in and out of the pews. And by doing so, he emphasized a core element of Catholic social teaching, the preferential option for the poor, which means centering those who are most in need. Father Gonzalo Torres is with Immaculate Conception Church in Durham, North Carolina.
He called us to be close to the people, to suffer when people are suffering, and to rejoice when they're happy. To be with the people, not to be far away from people, not to be in places of honor, but to follow Jesus.
So for Catholics like Torres, following Jesus and Francis meant focusing on the people that society likes to forget. Whether it's migrants or unhoused people or those living with disabilities, his papacy was marked by actions that left an indelible model for his flock to follow.
It has not only inspired me, it has encouraged me, and it has challenged me as a Catholic, as a Franciscan friar, and as a priest in the Catholic Church, to be all week with those who are most vulnerable in society.
Sarah Ventry, NPR News.